Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, do you stress? Are you anxious? Beth is shaking her head. Never. Beth Muthart, our radio producer, shaking her head at me, and she's running the board and recording all this and putting it together for the show. And she says, no, never. But I know some of us do. We all do, if we're honest, right? And it can get in our way. You know, it can get in our way of trying to actually deal with what it is that's causing the stress. Ironic, isn't it? So we have another great guest lined up that Beth has worked on, and it was not stressful at all to get this great guest. Her name is Lisa Lieberman Wang, and here's why she's coming on the program with us. She's written the book Find a Fab, and it's 7 Secrets of Successful Woman's Journey Away from Depression, Disordered Eating, and Self-Sabotage, all this rough and tumble stuff. And Lisa's written the book. She is a number one bestseller. It's really cool. We've got her on the program. She's done a lot of work in media. She actually left the corporate world to get involved with this. So I'm really excited to have her on the program and be able to help us with all of this stuff. She's been featured as an expert guest and seen by millions of people on television stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, all of the major stations. And we're just pleased to have her. So welcome, Lisa, to the program.
David, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and we're glad you could come and spend a little time with us. And I know you're very busy, and you do a lot of speaking and in front of groups. And of course, you wrote this book to help people understand that there are specific things that they can do to deal with their depression and self-sabotage. And of course, I don't even need to tell our listeners that there's plenty of that goes on in the world of finances and goes on in people's financial lives. And so you are here to help us untangle some of this, Lisa, and I'd love to talk with you about that. Now, before we jump into that, you know, your background in making this transition to make this the focus of what you do, you were in the corporate world, right?
Absolutely. I worked for companies like IBM and MCI and what I like to call what have you done for me lately positions.
Okay. Well, and the answer to that rhetorical question is, you better be doing a lot if you're going to be in the corporate world, because that is the expectation, right?
Absolutely. I was in corporate sales, so I was only as good as my last month, and it was always at that point of what have you done for me lately. And the point of burnout is very high there, as we're stressed in a way, you know, a traditional job will give you stress, but now work in sales, you'll have even more.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I was going to say that wasn't stressful at all, right?
Not at all.
did that lead to some struggles for you personally?
It absolutely did. I mean, I ended up getting high blood pressure at a very young age in my 20s. I was dealing with 200 over 130, crazy numbers. My base, after being put on several medications, prescriptions, was 150 over 110 for 8 years. And that was considered my norm, what most people would be concerned about.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people have no idea about what stress does to you physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically. And I was one of those people that became, you know, a victim of regular traditional medicine where you're sick, they give you a pill, and where they say, go home, don't be stressed. I know you've never had that, right?
Yeah, right. Well, so, number one, for our listeners, you know, if they haven't really delved into this, the stress is... long-term chronic stress is just bad for the body, and it causes all kinds of hormonal releases. And to your point about the medication, you know, it is part of our culture. They take a pill for this, then a pill for that, and a pill to make up for the other pill. And it can just be this cascade effect without really dealing with some of the root issues and trying to manage all of this. And again, I've met with many people that were very stressed about their money, Lisa, and I know that that's, of course, kind of the river that runs through all of this when you're talking about it being in that kind of corporate position, that so much of it is tied to money. And you made a break from it, and after dealing with a lot of this yourself, you're clean. You're not taking medications. You've gotten through this. And what's the one big thing maybe that you could give some people some encouragement out there and some hope about where they are?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, in anything we do, we need to acknowledge the fear and doubt that we're experiencing. What is it that we're holding on to? What are you afraid of? Because if we put a lot of attention to anything, it gets bigger. So if the biggest fear is you don't have enough money, you'll never have enough money. And I will go into the point where all the stuff I dealt with depression, with the stress, led me to depression, anxiety, and by the time I was done, I was up to 13 prescriptions a day in my 20s,
wow.
my late 20s. And I'm in my 50s now and proud of it. And I can say today it's 22 years that I've been off all these medications. And everything
excellent.
I've done, and the reason I ended up doing what I'm doing with Fine to Fab, and I'll share with Fine is first, and I'm going to abbreviate it, but Fine is frustrated, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. But I use a different word other than frustrated, but we'll PG it.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
And to Fab is fabulous, awesome, beautiful. And I spent the better part of my life in Fine, and most people do. And Fine is just where you're just getting by. Fine is where it's never enough. Fine is where someone says, how are you doing, David? And you go, fine. But fine might as well be will be bad. Will be
yeah.
not so great. It's
yeah.
not fabulous. It's not awesome. It's not any of that stuff. And the thing when it comes to money is I do have a personal story around that too. One of the reasons I was so stressed out is I had aspirations that I had to be very successful. I grew up in a traditional Jewish home, and I don't know what your background is, but my home, as I grew up, and my cousins and everybody else in my generation, we were all told that we had to go to school, get good jobs, make good money, and you know, we didn't arrive until we were making six figures. And by the time I was 23 years old, I was making six figures, which is over $100,000 a year.
A lot of pressure.
And it was for a young person and even for an older person. And when you know, you're the financial man and you know, like the average person doesn't make that kind of money today. I think the average household posted a $58,000 for the household.
Right.
And you know, you look at it today, and I was always, what have you done to me lately, not just in corporate, even to myself. I had to keep topping it. And the irony about it is that we're all worried about the future, and that's something we have no control over. You know, you have control of what you're doing in the present. And the only way to feel bad is to worry about the past or worry about the future, and you'll feel bad. But if you stay in the present, you can actually be happy. And the challenge is, for me, it came around money. I ended up, it was always about make a lot of money, work hard, save it, put it away, and I did everything I was told to do, you know, the white picket fence, have the perfect life. And by the time I was 30, I was a millionaire. And I know some people don't get there even in their 50s or 60s, but I did really well. But I invested in the companies I worked with my 401k and everything, and MCI became WorldCom, and I made even more money. I was jumping for joy, and you can finish the rest of the story, and I'm sure our listeners remember Enron and WorldCom and that whole ordeal that happened about 15 years ago. I went from being a millionaire to a pauper overnight, and there came stress again. It was like all of a sudden my safety net was taken away. I did everything right. I put it away. I saved for a rainy day, and rainy day came, and I lost it all.
Mm.
And the reality was this time, unlike years ago, what I used to do, I didn't deal with the stress the same way. I had a whole different mindset to it, where what in the past put me in the hospital, and I had been hospitalized five times, what put me in the hospital would not put me in the hospital today, because I've learned that these are only moments. They're only situations. And once you get the strategies and you understand how you're really operating, you'll find that you can change your operating system and you can be more productive, happier, despite any situation you're in. And when you take care of it and you come from being present, again, not in the past or not in the future, I think I can say this, when, you know, I like the expression from Alan Moth, when you have one foot in the past and one in the future, you're peeing on today. You know, it's like you're missing opportunities. When we're in the present, we actually will not feel pain or stress.
That was outstanding, Lisa. Thank you for sharing the personal story, and I think it gives a lot of perspective to where you're coming from and your motivation. And what you just described would kill 10 of the strongest people on the planet. So I don't know how you've done it, but I do know you've developed strategies, and you develop these out of the fire and pressure of all the situation to cope. And now you can share that story, but also these strategies, which I want to dig more deeply into after the break. If you're just joining us, Lisa Lieberman-Wang is our guest, author, relationship expert, CEO and founder of Fine to Fab. The book is Fine to Fab, 7 Secrets of a Successful Woman's Journey Away from Depression, Disordered Eating, and Self-Sabotage. Available Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and of course on her website, findtofab.com. We'll take a quick break here from our sponsors. Come back with Lisa. Stay right there.
Hello, I'm Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery. Cremation is a choice that is chosen by many today. Our caring professionals will gladly work with you to plan cremation services and memorializations that fulfill your wishes and honor the life lived. At Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, we offer a wide variety of options, from urns for burial to many other choices. There are many ways to honor your loved one following a cremation. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too. Hey, we're back. Lisa Lieberman-Wang on the line with us. Excited she's here. Findtofab.com is the website and the book I mentioned, which is a number one bestseller. Just remarkable. Findtofab, the 7 Secrets of a Successful Woman's Journey Away from Depression, Disordered Eating, and Self-Sabotage. And Lisa, you know, I want to dig into these 7 Secrets to Fab. And before I do that, I on the commercial break, I grabbed one of my favorite quotes, I'm going to put you right up there with the Dalai Lama. You're as wise as the Dalai Lama, because here's what he said when he was asked about what surprised him most about humanity. He answered, man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money, then sacrifices money to recuperate his health, and then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present, the result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he was never going to die and then dies having never really lived. Mm. So you're reading his mail. You're still, you know, you're on the same page with the Dalai Lama. So that's pretty good. So let's dig into these secrets. You really already kind of set up the first one, which is the acknowledging the fear and a doubt, really coming to grips with what it is that you are afraid of and fearful of. And now when you do that, once you've acknowledged that, what do you do about it? What's the next step?
Well, first off, acknowledging it is never necessarily about doing anything about it. Sometimes you just acknowledge it and it is. Hmm. And there might not be something we can do about it. You know, you're born into a family that is not as wonderful as you'd like to. There might not be anything you can do about it. It's already done. But understanding that's part of it. You're in a situation maybe financially where you don't want to be. Okay, well, then the thing is, instead of focusing on what you don't want, what is it you do want? And the next thing is, where are these things coming from? The second secret is taking inventory of life lessons and beliefs. You know, I'll just go towards money because a lot of the people listening in are really interested in understanding the money story.
Sure.
You know, you might have a belief, as I did, is I needed to be making 6 figures to be successful because that's what my family told me. So if I wasn't making $100,000 or $200,000 or whatever it was a year, I was broke. And the thing is, taking inventory of life lessons and beliefs comes to the point of, where's the story? Like, what's making it where you don't feel like you're doing good enough? And where is the story coming from? Did your parents tell you that? Was it your grandparents? Was it somebody you valued their opinion and they're a mentor? You know, realize 55% of our beliefs were formed by the time we're 5 years old, David. So you were told about the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. They lied about that. They might have lied about other things too, right?
Hmm. Okay.
So we're holding on to beliefs or things that we think we need to do. And to me, the word belief has a word in the middle of it. It's called a lie. And these are the lies we tell ourselves because we can't prove any of them.
That's a very good point.
So looking at that is really important. So once you take inventory, you say, okay, the next question, is it true? So if the inventory is, I'm not making six figures, I'm not of value, is that true? No, of course that's not true. Just being, I'm already of value. You're already of value. You know, realize you needed 10 million sperms to make us one person. So we already are winners, just the fact that we're born. Yay.
Yeah, yay.
Right? It's like awesome. And a lot of times people don't think about that. So you need to take inventory of where it's coming from, and then you need to break through the toxic meanings and emotions. And that's step three. And the toxic emotions and meanings that get attached to it is the point of feeling like you're not good enough or you haven't achieved. And that's where the self-sabotage comes in. That's where you're beating yourself up. And it doesn't have to be around things like food or alcohol. It could be stinking thinking. It can be putting your head in the sand and thinking, you know, if the problems are going to go away when they're not going to go away. You know, you have to turn around and look at it and say, okay, you know, what is it that I'm doing and where is it I want to go? You have to have a way to get out of that ability, and that becomes the secret number four, is breaking the trance. And obviously, in my book, I go through this in a lot more detail.
Sure.
This is just an overview to see. Right. It's actually a methodology of how we do this. And people don't realize a lot of times they get caught up in things that are hurting them. And they think that the stress or the self-sabotage and the other things are something they can stop just by willing it. I'm going to, you know, will it. I'm going to stop doing this. And willpower does not work. And you need to understand that these seven secrets show you why. It's an unconscious mind that's leading you into these areas because of things that were planted a long time ago, and it just unconscious doesn't know the difference of fact and fiction. It always wants to be right. And if you do a behavior long enough, David, it thinks that's what you want to do, so it helps you do it faster and easier.
Oh.
So it's interesting. It's a very smart mechanism, how our mind is our computer, right?
Yeah. But you got to program it.
And it's been programmed. That's part of the challenge. It was programmed and you didn't know it. You might need to change the operating system.
That's a good way of looking at it. Well, you know, when we talk about self-sabotage and also, you know, these pressures and the, you know, the toxic emotions, part also, I think, is that everyone, a vast majority of people, there's a wrestling with, you know, the expectations you talked about earlier, but also, you know, comparing ourselves to others, and it's like, well, golly, I just can't seem to get, and I should be somewhere else, and this, I should be further along. It never is. Hey, I'm so far ahead. I'm good. It's always this self-doubt kind of thing. And I saw a clip the other day out on LinkedIn, which I know you're also on, and it really struck me. I was like, that's so good. The clip or the message was, when we see others, we see their see someone else succeed, we're seeing basically their sizzle reel. But then when we look at ourselves, we're seeing all of the raw footage, and it's not been cleaned up, and we see all the things that are, you know, kind of the rough drafts. I mean, we have an internal dialogue, and we can see all of the imperfections. We only see this perfection put on by others in when they achieve success.
Well, I always say social media shows you only what people want you to see, not what the reality is. And if you want to feel bad about yourself, just go look on social media.
Right.
It's totally the case out there. And it is true. It's how we want people to see us. And then you look, and it's not just what you see, but how you feel. Like you started this internal dialogue. It goes back to, you know, what's wrong with me?
Right. Right.
And there's nothing wrong with you. You know, maybe what's wrong with you is you think there is something wrong with you.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. It's what you're thinking.
That's what it is. I mean, you realize that internal dialogue, I like to sometimes give it a name. It doesn't mean we're Sybil and we're something, you know, we're schizophrenic or anything, but we need to give it a name because it's a part of us that sometimes is ruling the ship. It's taking you where you don't want to go, and you need to take control again. And and that comes to the secret number five, is uncovering unconscious patterns of behavior. If you're doing things over and over again and they're not serving you, you might need to look at what that is. And, you know, I always refer to it as, this is, listen to how I'm going to say it, doing stupid. I don't think anybody is stupid, but I know that when we're under stress, and this is important to understand, David, when people are under stress, we kind of get into a haze. We don't function properly. We don't function at our optimum. So we literally do stupid.
Right.
And I've been in those situations where I've been highly stressed, and I had to turn around and say, wait a second, I couldn't even think clearly. I said, oh, I'm doing stupid. Because I know I'm not stupid. I just was behaving that way. So uncovering the behaviors and how you get there and interrupting those patterns so you don't have to go back is super important.
Absolutely. I tell you what, let's dig in a little deeper. Let's grab another quick break. Lisa Lieberman Wang is our guest today, author, relationship expert, CEO and founder of Find a Fab. The website, of course, findafab.com. And the book I'm holding in my hand, number one bestseller, Find a Fab, 7 Secrets of a Successful Woman's Journey Away from Depression, Disordered Eating, and Self-Sabotage. More right after a quick break from our sponsor. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE Aquatics program is designed to teach personal water safety, stroke development, water sports, games, rescue, and personal growth skills. All participants are taught by our trained and certified YMCA aquatic instructors. For more information on how your YMCA can help with your health and wellness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there.
Are you looking for convenient, straightforward financial information? Just say no to superficial sales presentations and yes to the free Real Money app. Get David Holland's new app for your smartphone or tablet. Just search Real Money with David Holland at your mobile device's store. You'll be able to access 17 educational TV shows, plus hundreds of radio shows and financial columns, all in the palm of your hand and on your schedule. So very easy and so very important to you. Again, to download the free app, search Real Money with David Holland.
And we are back. Lisa Lieberman Wang on the line. And I wanted to get back to the 7 secrets to Fab, because we want to go from Find a Fab. And we kind of been working our way through the list here, and we're up to number 6, which is, I think, really, I really relate to this one, Lisa. I think it's really a key step that people need to embrace.
Absolutely. And I can also tell you that it was one of the biggest challenges I had to overcome, was stop waiting for perfection.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, some of us are a little more nutty about that than others, right?
Absolutely. I'm actually reformed. I actually say I strive for imperfection, because perfection is one of the lowest standards we can have. When you look it up and see the definition, it says to be a finished product, to be its best. Well, how do we know when anything is ever finished, right?
Right. Right.
And who's to decide what's the best or what is finished? So you're always striving for something that's not even attainable. It's like setting yourself up for failure. So to me, taking imperfect action as often as possible is success.
Well, you've heard the saying, you know, done is better than perfect.
Yes, I have. And I'm totally okay with that today. But I can tell you, I spent the better part of 20, 30 years saying, you know, it had to be perfect.
Right. Well, and you know, the other saying, which I know some of these are cliches, but they are born out of people being very frustrated in the corporate culture and work environment they may be in, is that the other one is, hey, the inbox is always full. When you die, your inbox is still going to be full.
Absolutely. And And that even goes to the last one, because it perfectly brings us to the secret number 7 is making peace, practicing gratitude, and celebrating. You know, making peace with everything in your life, learning to love yourself where you're at, and that I like to call it learning to fly, which is first love yourself. And that's really important. Not that you'll love yourself when you're 20 pounds lighter, when you have another $500,000 in the bank, or even $50,000 in the bank, or in the market, or invested.
Right.
Not, you know, like love, making peace with where you are right now. This is exactly where you need to be, where you're supposed to be. Realize that everybody, financially, emotionally, stability, is exactly where they believe they're supposed to be. And let's bring it back to the second secret. Beliefs are lies we tell ourselves. So when people are stuck financially, it's because they believe they don't deserve to make any more than they're making. They believe they're not worthy or capable, or that it's not deserving, that they're not supposed to. They might have a money story that money is evil, and that because of it, they might not even know their unconscious pattern is ruling them, and it's making it so they never get further. I used to have a cap. At the beginning, it was $1 million, and it was like, no, I need to have a couple. Now, I'm fortunate that I've been able to recoup not what I lost in the market, it never came back, but once a millionaire, always a millionaire. You know how to do it the first time, you can do it the second. And it really was the mental, emotional strategies that I needed to go back to and say, okay, I can't change the past, but I can definitely change the future, and I need to be present to do that. And in doing that, it was making peace with, I lost it, it happened, okay, that's it, let's go on, move on. And how many people think they lost the big one and they never do anything after, right? They never look for another opportunity. They never do things that would change their destiny. You know, I think that's a big piece in practicing gratitude. You know, be grateful for what you have.
I
really believe, and I don't know what people's belief systems are, but I believe in a higher power I choose to call God. And I believe that God gives us every, you know, what we need and can take care of it. And I'm grateful for everything I have. I think everything that happened to me, the stress, the hospitalizations, the things were all really, I'm grateful for today. And believe me, I didn't say that years ago.
Sure, I'm sure you didn't. Well, I'll tell you what, Lisa, we'll have to have you back to talk more about this. I love your story. I love what you're doing. Find a Fab is a book, ladies and gentlemen, 7 Secrets of a Successful Woman's Journey. You can hear it in her voice, away from depression, disordered eating, and self-sabotage. And the website, findafab.com. A lot more good information there. And look, Lisa, that was a great interview. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us and your story, and applaud what you're doing, and we'll definitely have to have you back.
Thanks, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.